It's Song Talk Radio with Michael, Neil, Phil, and the gang.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. This is welcome back, everybody, to Song Talk Radio.
What?
And tonight,
but we're not interrupting them.
And tonight it's our second annual holiday gift guide.
Oh,
this is the show where we share some ideas on the perfect presents for the songwriter or musician in your life, or perhaps you. And why not? After the year you have don't you deserve some cool holiday swag? I think so.
You do, Phil.
I do. Tonight I'm Phil Emery. I'm actually Phil Emery most nights, come to think of it. But tonight I'll be your host. I'm Phil Emery. And for this holiday party, with me are the dedicated team members of Song Talk Radio. And tonight it's just a team show with Mr. Neil Modi. How you doing, Neil?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling very swag-tastic.
Are you full of
Yuletide spirit?
Yuletide spirit?
Yeah.
I'm full of capitalist desire.
Yeah. Does that mean to make profit or? Oh, okay, very good.
Right, and Mr. Michael Proudfoot, how you doing?
Hi, Phil. I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Are you full of the holiday spirit?
God, no. It's November. What are you, nuts?
And very excited to have back in the house Vanessa Reland.
Vanessa! Ooh,
hey!
Yay! And the gang are here of our song Talketeers.
That's right.
I'm very excited for today's show.
It's a wonderful show.
So, yeah.
And on social media, we have Rita.
Woo!
Hi, Rita.
Oh, wait, you didn't have any rhyming things like.
That's my thing.
That's, yeah, that's okay, thing. Sorry.
Yeah, it's.
You're welcome to do it. I don't mind.
No, not
they
on the spot.
Rhyming. They're alliterative.
Themed as well.
Yeah, they're not rhymes. They're
alliterative, yeah.
Fine.
And they're pretty darn clever.
Yes.
Yeah, and on the board is.
I do say so myself.
Yeah, and on the board is.
Don Thompson.
Our newest member.
Our newest member, Don Thompson. Say hello, Don.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, very excited.
He's trying to take over.
Yeah, during the show, we'd love to hear. Hear your questions and comments and gift ideas. So send an email to feedback@songtalk.ca. Send us a tweet at Song Talk Radio, and we'll share your questions with the audience. But first, we are in the process of our song prompt challenge. Neil, why don't you fill in the audience on what this thing is?
And so, yeah, we received a few prompts from our listeners, so thank you, everybody, for sending those in. So the idea is that we get some ideas from our listeners as to the three of us, myself, Mike, and Phil, will write a song based on a theme or an idea.
Three different songs.
Three different songs, and we'll come back in January with the song, or three different versions of that song.
If we were all somehow magically to write the same one.
Spend our holiday time.
Think of it as holiday homework.
Holiday homework. And the one that we picked is actually one that was submitted by our engineer tonight, Don Thompson.
Ooh.
And Don's idea was to write a...
Positive lyrics in a minor key.
I'm actually excited to hear what you come up with because, like, just... picturing like a positive happy song in a
well this is going to be really hard. I don't think I've written a positive happy song in my life.
Let me see. Well, I tend to
minor key, no problem. Happy lyric, I don't know.
Yeah,
we've written love songs and nice things. Neil, you're being too hard on yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
Fair enough.
And Neil, you said you had something.
And actually, this kind of ties into our holiday gift guide because this is a gift you can give yourself. So thank you.
My favorite kind.
Thank you very much to Tony Burns, who was at the meetup, meetup just on Sunday, and he informed me about this. We actually brought this up on the show several months ago that the Toronto Public Library was doing a musicians in residence, and we actually announced the RFP for that, saying if you're a musician and you want to be the musician in residence. And so the person or one of the people that's doing the musician in residence at the Toronto Public Library is Dave Bedini of the Rio Statics.
Ah, he's amazing.
Fantastic. And they have a new album out.
And they do have a new album out. And this is an amazing opportunity because the Musicians in Residence program offers up workshops, master classes, and as a songwriter, you can get a one-on-one session with Dave Bedini. You just have to sign up on the website. There's only a couple of weeks left. I wish we could have heard about this earlier. But if you just sign up on, all you need is a library card, and you can sign up and you can get a one-on-one with Dave Bedini, talk about songwriting, talk about music industry, talk about anything you want to with, you know, the founder of the Rio Statics.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Which is a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, no, he's just a huge talent, actually.
He is. But if you have a library card, the government can track you.
Keep that in mind.
That's true. All right, thanks.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention that, of course, in the new year, we're going to be doing some listener song show, so you don't actually have to come in and be a guest, but send in your tracks, and we'll have a show where we play all the listeners' tracks. And
how do you send the tracks in? Do you send a link to, like, SoundCloud? Because we don't want actually to get MP3s and things.
Yeah, we do.
We do?
Send us an MP3 or send us a link to a SoundCloud. That can work as well.
Yeah. Okay. And there's a place on the website, too, or we just email it to our regular...
You can just send it to feedback@songtalk.ca with, say, a song submission or listener song submission.
Okay.
And there's a form you can fill out on the website as well, if you want to do that.
Sounds great.
All right. So,
should we get to the task at hand?
It's time to talk about our second annual holiday gift guide. Okay. So, this is how we're going to do this. We're going to start the way some of us do our holiday mornings. You know, and I realize the holidays isn't just for people who do the Christian faith, it's actually not a Christian holiday anyway.
Happy Saturnalia.
So it's
true.
A stolen pagan celebration or something, isn't it?
So we'll start with stocking stuffers and small gifts sort of under 25, then move on to like 26 to 100, and then over 100 where there's no option. But first, we're going to start off with a couple of suggestions from our audience. From Daryl Evans. Give the one you love an audio and MIDI songwriting tool to their Apple iPad device. Currently, GarageBand is a free digital audio workstation, which ports well to Logic Pro. If you're interested in more capabilities, look into Wave Machine, Labs Area Pro, and Steinberg's Cubasis 2. They're both under $50 US and often go on sale for 50% off. And yeah, so those are applications that actually work on your iPad and or phone.
And mobile, I think. As well, right?
Yeah, on the phone. And a lot of people are actually doing almost everything on their phone and porting it to Cubase or
Logic. I know the young people are.
Yeah, I know the young people. So that's great. Thanks so much, Daryl Evans. And we got one in from Nico. From Cologne, Germany.
Oh, cool.
Hi there. Here is my suggestion. For those who play guitar and would like a small amplifier for practicing at home or amplifying their acoustic guitar, the Boss Katina Mini is a decent amplifier sold at a reasonable price, which I actually got for my birthday and can recommend. Thanks very much for that. Yes, I've been hearing some really great things about the Boss Katina series. This one is about $139, and it's 7 watts, runs off of 6 AA batteries, and is just 3 pounds.
Oh.
So it's a nice...
That sounds good. Thank you for the suggestion.
Yes, and apparently it is quite good. All right, so let's start off with some low-priced... how about Vanessa? What do you have got?
What are you getting, Vanessa?
I just want to say that as the non-musician or songwriter of the group, that my gifts are all kind of what I would buy for the musician in my life. So
they're all alcohol.
Yeah, so you're not going to find anything like an advanced like app or like program because I don't know if it's good or not. So if you're like me and you have musicians in your life, but you don't know what to get them, these are kind of like some suggestions that I've come up with.
Sounds like an infestation. Yeah. Do you have musicians in your life?
Let me help you get rid of them.
You know, if you don't spray, you'll never get rid of them.
Oh, that's
exactly.
True.
Maybe you're leaving food and drink around. You need to clean up or you'll have musicians in your life forever.
So I will start with classic. I personally love socks, so I found some musician socks, which are great for stocking stuffers. I found a couple different ones. depending on what you like, but I found ones with little electric guitars all over them, or little acoustic guitars. So kind of like, if you don't know what to get a musician, it's like,
where can you order
this
these
is
from,
music
or can you
related.
Buy them from?
Around $10, and I think they were on Amazon. You can just search like guitar socks, and it'll show you all the different patterns they have.
So I'm wrapping my head around putting socks in stockings.
Yeah, socks in stockings.
It's like trying to throw out a garbage can.
Or paying money to buy a wallet to put your money in.
I know, it's kind of meta, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, Michael, what you got?
Well, I found what I thought would be kind of cool, because I have trouble remembering it, a musical transition ring. So it's a sterling silver ring that has the circle of fifths on it. So you
oh
can just
God. Oh cool,
and you just kind of spin it around, and you can find, oh, there's a B, and what are the adjacent chords and whatnot. So I saw that on. It's for $24 on the website Uncommon Grounds.
Oh, that's really
that's
cool.
That's a good website.
That's a good one. All right. Yeah. How about you, Neil?
So mine, you couldn't stuff into a stocking per se, but I was really impressed when I saw a YouTube video about the Music Memos app.
What's that?
The Music Memos app, if you're an iPhone user or an iPad user, is a really cool app. But the way this guy was demonstrating it was, he just like grabbed his guitar, hit the record button, and actually has an auto record. As soon as it starts picking up music, it starts recording. And the really cool thing about it is that it maps the chords for you. So it tells you what chords you're playing.
It
maps the BPM. He had to fiddle with the BPM a little bit to sort of tell it where the downbeats were. But once it got the hang of what the groove was, it told you BPM.
And it does accompaniment.
I could actually learn what minor chords are. For
yes,
the challenge.
Exactly, right? And there's a button for if you want to add a bass guitar or drums to it, and then you can even customize, like, if you want it, you know, a complex drum part or a simple drum part or whatever. And the coolest thing too is that once you're done your little demo, you can then export it to GarageBand or Logic.
Yeah, it works really well.
What's it called again?
It's called Music Memos, and it's free. It's a free app.
And we actually did a review of that
like
in our
trap.
Songwriters app show a while ago. And it works really cool, actually. It actually figures out what chord is you're playing, and then it does like this bass accompaniment for you.
People are going to think I'm smart now. This is great.
Or that you can play all these instruments.
But, of course, if anyone gives me something free, I'm going to sneer at them.
That's true. Mine...
what's yours, Phil?
...is a guitar humidifier. If you have an acoustic guitar, you probably should have this, especially dry, a dry apartment and house air is really bad for an acoustic guitar. It causes the wood to really kind of shrink a lot. So guitar humidifiers, there's tons of them.
What's the difference between the guitar humidifier and just a regular old humidifier?
A guitar humidifier is a little plastic thing where you actually put water in it.
Yeah, you soak it and you put it inside the guitar.
And you actually put it into the sound hole
of
the
guitar. It fits inside the sound hole.
So it'd have to be small as opposed to like
It looks like a rubber flute because it has holes up the length of it.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
Hose
yeah,
or
there's
like that
a bunch of them, but it's well worth. And most people don't have it, and it does help keep your guitar.
And is it just passive, or do you have to like plug it in?
No, it's passive. You just fill it up with water.
Fill it with water, and it just evaporates.
Yeah, the hardest thing is you have to keep on filling it up with water because, of course, it evaporates.
Well, as with regular,
unless you have people who'll do that for you.
That's true.
Servants or the which I don't have.
And Vanessa, any other?
Yep, so I found a great Moleskine notebook. It's a music notebook, so it has 8 stave on each page. So, like, you know, you can write out your music if you're someone on the go and you think of something. You just carry this journal around with you. And it's got a little, like, elastic strap so it doesn't open, you know, where you put it over. Again, Amazon, and it was about $16. But it's quite kind of nice and sleek looking. And, yeah, it's got all the lined pages in there so you can write out whatever you need whenever you need. If you're someone, an old school person who still writes it all out. I know
really
a lot
cool.
of people use phones now.
That's true. And Michael?
Music staff, I'm just learning chords. That's a little beyond me. Well, there's a lot of these type of things on available, but you can get some really good reusable high fidelity for anyone who loves concerts, going to see music live. It can just burn your ears out. So high fidelity concert earplugs. There were some good reviewed ones on Amazon called Earpiece, P-E-A-C-E, Earpiece Reusable High Fidelity Concert Earplugs, and they're going for about $30. So
fantastic.
I think $30 to save your hearing into your old age is well worth it.
Yeah, and you know they work so much better than just those foam things you stick to your ear.
Which are still better than nothing.
Still better than nothing.
That's true.
For sure.
Yeah.
And if it's the musician in your life, then you can give it to them, and then they don't have that excuse of ignoring you anymore.
That's true. Absolutely. That doesn't mean they won't ignore you. They just won't have an excuse.
They don't have that excuse. Yeah. What? Yeah.
All right, Neil.
So another topic, stocking stuffer, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anatomy of a Song by Mark Myers. A great little book. I just started reading it a couple weeks ago and resumed reading it today. And this author has basically gone through sort of the 1950s to the 1990s and sort of highlighted a bunch of songs that, in his opinion, are sort of historically significant or that heralded some new kind of thing in the music world.
That's cool.
So the first song he picked was the You Really Got Me by the Kinks.
Oh, okay.
And what was significant about that? Do you recall?
It was
hooky.
Yeah, it was hooky, and it was
like a bludgeon.
Well, the whole movement forward with that song was, according to him, was that everyone was starting to get a little bit tired of the boy band Beatles,
right?
And so they actually I forget who the lead singer of that band
was.
Ray Davies. He actually went in to the studio and said, "Okay, our live shows are very dirty and grungy and kind of really unpolished." So they wanted that in the production. And then actually the first producer they worked with was trying to, clean things up and, clean tones and everything. It's like, no, I want distortion.
Well, they punctured the speaker, right?
And at one point they punctured one of the speakers to get more of a grungy sound or something like that. So it's an interesting story. And then he's got, many more chapters about these sorts of things. And the cool thing is he actually interviewed the people involved.
Oh, that is good. Right? So it's about the whole production and everything. It's not just the song writing, the structure of the song. It's what went into the recording of it and everything.
The first one was more about the production. They did talk a little bit about the songwriting process in there, and he was saying how he used a chord progression that he would never otherwise use to sort of turn things around a little bit. It wasn't just a standard 1-4-5 kind of thing.
Right.
It's an interesting book, and you can get that on Amazon, I think, for I think the hardcover is like $30, but the Kindle edition is like
$18.
It'd
be good to try to find
in
a bookstore near you too.
Yeah, you can find it in a bookstore.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Here's a super cheap little thing, but it's actually really useful. Egg shakers, little percussion tools.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
$2.50 a pair.
Oh.
And, they're good things to have to actually add a bit of life to a track or just to have people play along. And it's, again, $2.50.
And if you go to, open mics, you can bring them with you and annoy the people on stage.
That's true. Especially if you play them slightly out of time.
Well, you're the drummer. You would help them out.
Probably.
That's great. Do we have any other?
I got another one. It's a little. It's still a stocking stuffer. It's a $50. So we're getting into them. Is that the next category?
Next category.
Okay.
If I may interject,
then Vanessa, you hop in there.
Okay. Sorry. I found a very cool tote bag. Musicians often have a lot of stuff to carry around with them, and it had Muddy Waters on it, and I think it was an album cover, and it was very cool. Instead of a basic plain boring tote
or an LCBO bag,
it was dark, and you could probably stain it and not notice that it had stains on it. It was from a website called bluescentric.com. They had a lot of cool t-shirts and totes and stuff, and it was $22, and you could roll that up and stick that in the stocking. And
absolutely.
Easy.
Oh, that's always good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice.
I have one. If you're actually a musician that's out playing around a lot, one thing you should always have is a multi-tool. Because your guitar is going to break or something, you're going to have to tighten something. You will definitely need this. So the one I found was Cruz Tools Guitar Bass 10-in-1 Multi-Tool. And it has a wrench and screwdrivers, as well as nut drivers for things like, the nuts on your guitars.
So it's actually, the tools are especially fitted for the head?
It's kind of like a Swiss Army
tool. Is it pliers? Because I remember pliers being really useful to get promoters to pay you.
That's true. It's kind of a Swiss Army. Kind of a Swiss Army tool type thing, and it's $20.99, so it's definitely well worth it.
That's really low for a multi-tool.
Yeah, actually I thought it was pretty good,
Neil, do you have any other stocking stuffers under 25?
No, right? Nothing under 25.
I have one more because...
Do you have any more, Phil?
I just have one more.
All right. Because... Vanessa might have some more. Do you have any more, Vanessa?
Oh, actually, I do have one. Again, not something you can... Well, actually, you could stuff this in your stock. And this is just kind of a general guideline for anyone who has a songwriter friend or a musician friend who's performing. The best way to support your fellow songwriters is to actually buy their CDs.
That's true.
And I learned this actually from Blair Packham, actually, one of our super-duper guests that we had on the show. He actually posted a video a while back, and he said, if you're going to purchase of someone's music online, then buy their Bandcamp. Because Bandcamp actually gives them, like, the most... revenue. They don't take away
of all the sites.
Instead of buying it on iTunes or whatever, if you're going to actually purchase
or
music.
Or buy a CD
directly from the artist. That's the best way to help them out.
Because there's nothing worse than you bring a bunch of CDs to a gig and you don't sell your merchandise.
Yeah, so that's a drag.
Buy it at the gig.
Definitely. But life goes better with cowbell, so you should get yourself a granite percussion 6-inch all-metal cowbell. Different colors. $14.99.
What colors does it come in?
It comes in black and it comes in chrome.
Ooh.
Chrome.
To go with your decor.
Neither.
You mean there's
not
a pink
colors.
Cowbell? I want a pink cowbell.
Well, you could paint it.
What about white? Okay. Yeah. Off track. Shall we go up to the next category?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of Blair Packham, I found a great iPad stand for the musician who uses an iPad. I know that Blair, I think he said he does everything on his iPad for music-wise.
Yeah. I don't know if he performs with it, though. I've seen people performing with it.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen, like, he's had
set list and stuff on there.
Yeah, that's true. He has it here sometimes when he comes in. And it's very cool. Like, of course, it's all adjustable, so not just for an iPad, but, like, any kind of tablet you have. It was $25 at fullcompass.com, and it's just kind of like these mic stands we have here. You can adjust it to whatever height you need, but then you don't have to fiddle with, you know, finding a spot for it or whatnot.
Yeah,
those are very cool. I'm seeing those more and more at shows where people have the iPad. It just clips to the mic stands.
Yeah.
Super easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let me see. I found this. Now, it's not terribly useful, but damn, I think it would be cool to see. It's the Firefly Light Show Guitar Pick. So it's it's an LED pick that picks up the rhythm and tempo of your playing, and it sends off like a little laser light show.
Cool.
$50.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I don't have where I got it from. I think, hang on, it's from DudeIWantThis.com.
DudeIWantThis.com.
Of course it is.
I like that.
Okay. So speaking about stands, we actually have a member of our meetup group named Bill Black. Mm-hmm. And if you ever met him, he's got this thing, he's a singer songwriter, but that's his side thing. He's actually a mechanical engineer and a machinist. So he started this company called musiciansoffice.ca, where he's selling all these kind of accessories for your mic stand while you're performing.
That he
and his grudetat is this. He calls a 7x10 mic stand accessory trays for $70. Keep everything that you need for your performance all in one tray, ready to use, including a drink holder. Pick holders, and they actually just, you know, put in a little side pick holders. Yeah. Four harmonica holders to keep you organized, ready for any song in any key, and still wet your whistle in between songs. With your choice of hub, quickly and easily mount durable tray on any microphone or music stand. And he has, for like $15, he has the little extra clip-on that's adjustable for iPad or for phone.
Oh, cool.
Love
whatever.
It.
So whatever size your device is, you can also clip that.
That's fantastic. What's his website again?
Musiciansoffice.ca.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a whole range of things. If you just want the harmonica or you just want the drink holder.
And it's nice to support an independent.
Yeah, independent thing.
Yeah,
and he's actually, he's an expert 3D printer, so everything on his thing is 3D.
Oh,
printed.
Cool.
Oh, cool.
That's really cool. Yeah, we'll definitely put a link to that in the show notes. That's really cool.
And Phil, how about you?
Well, I have a bunch, but one thing I got, which turned out to be far more useful than I thought, it is a Art Pro Audio 127 Plus Art 2 mic preamp with meter. Now, these are really cheap. This retails for $66. Very often you see them on special. I think Lon McQuaid was knocking them out for like $20, so I picked one up.
Oh, really?
And I've always actually just plugged directly into the interface on my home studio.
Yeah.
And So this has a little preamp, and you know, it's not as it's not going to compete with the $3,000 preamps. But you know, I figured
I'd
try it.
That's outrageous.
So I plugged it in and I tried it, and it sounded okay. But I opened it up, and I actually replaced the tube that it came with.
Uh-huh.
It had a cheap, cheap no-name tube in it with a tongue sole tube, a 12AX7 tube.
And for the kids that don't know what a tube is, Phil, can you explain what a tube is?
A tube is like a little thing that gets heated and it allows you to amplify signals. And mm-hmm. the quality of a tube actually imparts a sound to the audio. Mm-hmm. Keep it simple. Anyway, so the tongue sole was actually more expensive than this preamp. And I have to admit, everything I've plugged into it sounds significantly better.
Oh.
Even when
like
I'm taking
a warmer, richer tone? Or?
Yeah, it just records better.
So
like
it
I record stuff out of like my, like I have a couple of old Line 6 pods, and I was always plugging directly into the interface with that.
Mm-hmm.
But going through this cheap little $68 tube preamp, which again is like not the greatest one, actually sounded significantly better. Like the basses sound like significantly better. The voice sounds significantly better. It's amazing.
So, once you've upgraded it with a better
yes.
tube.
Now, if you do that, you are going to void the warranty, but it's like $60. So that's not a big deal, you know?
You could wait a year and then do that.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's good. So I think we can do another round of this this mid-level thing.
Okay, this is more on the lower price range side, but I think it's kind of too big for a stocking stuffer. It's the Music IQ Party Game. So I know like people like board games and such and game nights are making a resurgence, but it's just a trivia game and it features 400 multiple choice questions, and it's a two-round format. The first is knowledge-based, and the second is memory-based. So it's a great gift for music and trivia lovers, and just kind of a fun, if you want to like put the technology down, blah, 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 or just to show everyone how good you are at music trivia and how you know so much. It's also a great thing. It's $27 at uncommongoods.com. Excellent selection.
Well, yeah, that would actually be great. I always wanted games for Christmas, but I never had anyone to play with, which is not so much. But, we have to pay some bills right now. So why don't we go take a short break, and we'll be back after these messages.
You doing the halftime, Vanessa?
Yes, I am.
Well, this would be a great time to do it.
All right, then. You know, I'm rusty. I'm just getting back into it. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to Song Talk Radio, streaming on songtalk.ca. And tonight, it is our second annual holiday gift guide. Woo! Don't forget, we love to hear from you even during the show. So share your thoughts and questions with us at Song Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. And you can also send us an email if you'd like to feedback@songtalk.ca. We'll share your thoughts and answer your questions here on the show. Coming up in the future on Song Talk Radio, we have on November the 26th, Juno Award-winning musician Steve Strongman.
Gonna be a great one.
And then the following week on December the 3rd, we have David McLaughlin. And then the next shows in December are also a bunch of really fun things we've got planned. Some, holiday themes, some not holiday theme. We'll see. So tune in for that.
Gonna be great. Thanks very much.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Thanks.
All right. Michael.
Okay, let me see. Oh, so also from that website, Uncommon Goods, major scale musical wine glasses. So for a set of two, kind of expensive, $90, but that's because they're pretty fine crystal. And the deal is that on the side there are lines, and so you fill them up to the lines, and then by stroking across the top, you can get them to play a musical tone.
Awesome.
So this actually gives you the guide. So, okay, this will be an A, this will be a B. You can also get, this is just for two of them. You can, obviously buy
you can
more.
Get seven.
Or eight.
And get a heptaphonic scale.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so anyway, I thought that was pretty cool. Major scale musical wine glasses for $90 for two of them at Uncommon Goods.
Is it like a full octave or what is it?
Um,
like, if you, like a little bit of wine will give you... I think the highest point.
Well, yeah, a little bit. I think you need to have enough so that it'll resonate.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, as long as I think you get a full octave out of it.
How many notes
you get the full. You get a full octave.
You get the full octave.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure. You might get two octaves.
Okay.
Because they
like
look pretty big.
Like that scene in Miss Congeniality.
Because there's a couple of album. One of the Bjork albums, she recorded some songs. When she did it live, she had someone playing glasses.
Right.
And it was just beautiful.
That's an art, because I think if you don't have the right level of liquid, it sounds awful. So you have to know exactly.
It takes a lot of drinking and experimentation.
We got an email in from Heather.
Hi, Heather.
A Christmas gift for this musician is someone to come over and play my mandolin every few weeks. The poor thing is heartbreakingly lonely and unloved.
Can't you play it, Phil?
I do play it, actually.
Yes. You're the only one?
But that doesn't count?
That doesn't.
Apparently that doesn't count.
A different musician to come.
A better musician.
Yeah. Yeah. I said a musician.
So another one that, that could possibly vary in price very drastically, and again, a good way to support your fellow musicians and songwriters, contribute to an artist crowdfunding campaign. Because there's a number of sites, Patreon, Indiegogo, Kickstarter, and one I discovered just today called Artist Share, which claims it was the oldest crowdfunding site founded in 2001.
Artist Share.
It's mostly for classical and jazz artists, it seems that one. But certainly Indiegogo, I know I recently contributed some.
So it's not just artists doing covers of Share songs?
No. These singer-songwriters, they're usually fundraising for their next album or for a concert tour or something like that. And it's kind of fun because you can invest as little or as lot as you want. Mm-hmm. And some of the perks are kind of fun. Like I know on Melanie Peterson's campaign, her partner is supposed to make this really smashing hummus. So like for $30, you get, you know, the digital download plus a jar of homemade hummus. Right? So
digital hummus.
Yeah, exactly, right? You can download it right away.
Download hummus.
And often you get like
16-bit hummus.
And often you also get like, you know, sneak studio production videos from behind the scenes.
You get some insider things.
So you can put in, if you're going to buy the album for $10 after the fact anyway, you might as well put the money up front.
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's true.
And get the thing, or you can get, you know, often they do like, you know, signed lyric things or posters or, you know, a songwriting session, or you can come into the studio while I'm recording and record a percussion track or something like that.
Cool.
Sometimes, like, I can't remember who it was, but they actually did a living room concert.
Home concerts are often another thing.
Yeah.
Really cool. One thing, and I think I probably suggested this before, but it's a really fun gift that you can give someone, and they are custom guitar picks. So we're going to tweet out into the Twitter sphere the photo of some picks that I had done. Every year I'd get my bandmates something. Mm-hmm. One year it was like photos, and this one I got the guitarist who played bass in this band. I got him some custom guitar picks.
But they're just all pictures of you, Phil.
Well, yes, and?
For mine they were, but for his they were pictures of him.
Oh, I see. The gift is not pictures of you. Okay.
Well, it could be. That is a gift that keeps on giving.
You shouldn't have.
The ones I got were from intunegp.com. And they're one color. These are just black and white ones. They're $55 for 100, double-sided. Mm-hmm. Really fun, and it's amazing. I thought, I'd have these, you know, pictures for the rest of my life, but I only have two left. So they actually do get used.
Well, you like to throw them at your fans, don't you?
That is true. But you can get all the different, like if you like the Dunlop picks or the nylon picks, they have a complete range.
Well, that was my question, because
yeah,
I'm pretty picky about
the
thickness of the picks.
Yeah, they have all different thicknesses and shapes and stuff. And it's a really fun, unexpected present. And you just go to the website, upload some
photos
artwork
of you.
And photos of me, that's good. So definitely, custom guitar picks are a fun and neat gift for the year.
Very cool.
Nifty.
Yeah.
Okay, I found. I just thought it was so cool, but it's.
What do you got?
A calendar. The one in specific is a Bach calendar, and it's called Bach for You. It's got there's great watercolors, but this way you can write all your gigs down so that you don't forget them. And it's about €12, which is like 17 or 18 Canadian, again on the lower price range. Mm-hmm. But it's just very funny. It's got all these little Bach facts on the and just like if you need a calendar, I just think it's so funny. And it
can
says,
"Can you give us a Bach fact while we're here?"
No.
Oh.
Well, I'll just read this thing. Yes, it says, "Can you imagine such a calendar behind your decorative piano in the living room?" Yes, you can. I don't know. I just thought it was very funny. So yeah, you can write all your little gigs and your recording sessions so you don't forget them.
Interestingly enough, there was actually a lot of Bachs. It wasn't just the one Bach. The Bach family had composers for like hundreds of years.
Really?
So
really?
A lot of stuff.
So you really need a Bach set. Okay, I gotta go.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it. Good night, everyone.
That's all for tonight. Thank you. We'll be here again.
Oh, and on that, Michael, what do you got?
Oh, God. We were actually talking to our photographer friend earlier about this. I came across this, and it just seemed fantastic. The Rode 2, or the Rode bass, which is an automatic guitar tuner. You put it on the peg, strum the string, and it will automatically tune it to the...
So you have to buy one Rode for each peg?
No, then you move it to the next one. And the next one. Yeah, it's like a little, I don't know, it's like about three by two box.
Okay.
And so Joris was saying that the Rode bass has got a much better motor because it has three winding speeds, and you can set it to whatever, like different tunings. You can set it to different string weights. Steel or nylon, or you can do bass guitar, mandolins. It just seemed amazing. There's a lot of...
And you can also do customized tunings with it.
You can do customized tunings with it, yeah. It's rodemusic.com is where you can get that thing.
What's
the
price?
It's about $140, it says.
That's pretty good, actually.
Which is pretty amazing. There's videos of them using it. There's a lot of, Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine, people doing testimonials. So apparently this thing works a wonder.
That was really good.
So another mid sort of thing. So this was something I actually did many years ago, was give yourself a weekend in like a cabin or something like that, right?
Oh, yes.
Like or buy one for your songwriter friend. Just say, this is a retreat for you. Go out in the woods and focus on songwriting, recording, whatever you want to do.
So you're saying rent a cabin or just break into one?
Well, if you want to keep the cost down, then that's certainly
depends
a way to do
it.
Depends
on your price point.
But,
that's,
you know,
that's
true. But certainly you can get like an Airbnb for something, you know,
relatively
affordable.
Yeah, that's
a very cool idea. Not a bad idea. Actually, I did that once and I rented a bunch of gear from Long & McQuaid and focused on some writing and some recording for a whole weekend. And it was quite, you know, it's wonderful. So it's a good experience. The whole idea is just get yourself out of the routine. Yeah. And expose yourself to something a little bit different. And
being able to focus on something as opposed to, you know, oh, well, I have to go to work and then I have to go, you know, buy some food.
Yeah. I think the new surroundings probably make a difference.
The new surroundings, you know, turn the phone off kind of thing.
Yeah.
Or go somewhere where there's no connection.
Yeah. That's true. That's great. All right. Let's go to the next level, which is basically any price. Vanessa, you got anything?
Okay, sorry, this one is for more like the mid-range, but I thought it was funny. It's called Pick-a-Palooza. It is a guitar pick punch if you like to DIY. So you can, it's $41 on Amazon, and it's like a punch machine. So you can take any kind of like pattern or material that you like, you know, pick
old
the
credit
thickness.
Cards have been denied.
That's great.
Maybe you like the design on that credit card or whatever. You just and you make your own picks out of it.
Just
and
like
so,
a hole punch, but
for picks. Wow. So like an endless supply. You'll never run out and never buy a pick again.
But what if you want Phil's face on them?
Well, then you'll have to get Phil to put his face on a so that you can punch.
All right, so Michael.
Well, at the sort of the top of my price point was the League of Rock sessions, which this is this thing for. Especially, it's good for if you're an amateur musician. You sign up for I think they do 10 sessions. They can also do shorter sessions, and you get together with other musicians, and they have professional touring artists as your coaches, and they give you top practice spaces with top tour equipment. And eventually, you rehearse together, you get coaching, and eventually, you do performances on a great kitted out stage.
So this is like a long-term
This
thing.
Is like, I think it's a 10-week course
kind of thing.
You do it once a week for 10 weeks with a bunch of
other
people.
And then there's like a showcase at the end.
And there's a showcase at the end. Yeah, you do a couple, like you do rehearsals and then you do a, you do a performance and you get kind of critiqued.
And you,
get
you bring in your song and they learn your song.
Yeah. I mean, you can do your song or you do like, you know, you can bring in, like you can go in with your band and do it that way. Mm. Or you can be matched up with a bunch of like-minded people. I did a weekend session. Someone gave it to me and it was a hell of a lot of fun.
Well, that sounds great.
And I was talking to Terry, who is kind of his brainchild, and he's a big fan of Song Talk. And so if you, if you're first time at Song at leagueofrock.com, if you're first time at signing up and you mention Song Talk, you can get $200 off.
Ooh. $200 off?
Wait,
just for mentioning
what's the package
us?
Price?
The package price, it's under $100 per session. And I think it's
$1,000.
So it's about $1,000.
Right.
So
wow.
If you say Song Talk sent you there, you get $200 off.
That's amazing.
$200 off. Nice.
I noticed that the Ottawa one, the kind of the professional coach is Dick Cooper, who I actually did a songwriting session with, and he's great. He's really he and his brother, the Cooper brothers, had a big hit in the '70s with, you know, the song "Never Dies, Just the Singer."
Okay.
But anyway, so he's. Really insightful. So if that's the caliber of people that you get coaching you, I think it'd be a,
that's pretty cool.
That's
a
pretty
really
cool.
good investment. So, if, you know, especially if you're in the basement or you're kind of a bit of an amateur and you haven't gotten out, it's probably a great way to spread your wings with a lot of really good professional encouragement.
Is that in Canada only or do they have the U.S. connections?
No,
as well?
I think it's just in Canada. It's Toronto-based and now they're expanding. They do it also as kind of like team building for corporate events as well.
Oh, cool.
But I think they have it Toronto-based and Ottawa. But if you go on the website, I'm sure they can – if there's enough people interested, they can probably arrange it in other places.
Mm. Really cool. And $200 off.
And $200 off if you're
it's
a friend
like
of Song
sessions.
Talk.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. Two free sessions.
Yeah. Wow, we just keep on giving.
What else we got here? Oh, yeah. Okay. So JBL EON 206P portable PA speaker system. One of my singer-songwriter friends, Ashley Braga, who's on the show a while back, she was lugging this thing to gigs. And when I say lug, it's not another. So basically, it's like a little mixer with the speakers attached to the sides of it and comes with a handle on top. Oh. It's like 25 pounds. You carry this thing around and... In the back of the in the mixer, in the little space they have in between, that's where they store the cable. So it's all this little compact
wow,
system.
Really compact.
Nice.
Really compact. It's not super loud. It's not like dance club loud. But with the proliferation of all these like artery concerts and things like that, it's a great little thing. You get two speakers, and it's got reverb built in, right? So all you need is a microphone and a stand and plug in your guitar wow. and thing and. And you got yourself a little
really cool.
PA
much,
system.
What's it called again?
It's the JBL EON 206P. I don't think JBL is making it anymore because I couldn't find it. And I had to message her and say, what was that thing you had? And can you send me the model number? You can find it on eBay for about $384 Canadian.
Okay.
But I don't
I'm
think...
sure if it's not – if that model's not being made, some model like that must be being
well,
made.
Well, if I looked at some other ones and like Fender sells one. It's like $1,000.
Oh, really?
Right, but it's a lot more wattage, right? So it's a lot louder. But again, if you're doing a small, you know, house-based concert or
you don't want that
something,
much.
You don't need that much power necessarily.
Right.
And this thing is plenty loud. Like we did a couple of shows with it. I backed her up on percussion a couple of shows, and you know, it's a perfectly good little unit.
Oh,
cool.
That sounds great. Yeah.
So the one I came up with is really interesting. It's the Boss VE8 acoustic Singer. Now it's $429.99, so not super cheap. And it's really cool. It's like sort of a kind of a pedal, and it has two channels. You plug your guitar into it, into one of them, and your voice into the other one. And it has built-in harmony effects, and it actually listens to your guitar playing and figures out apparently what kind of harmonies to do.
Really?
Oh. It has the dedicated guitar channel includes acoustic, resonance, reverb, chorus, tuner, various effects, plus phase, invert, and notch filter for feedback control. It has a looper function with 80 seconds of recording time. And the voice, you know, it has, you know, lots of processing for the voice. So it gives like, you know, reverb and all that kind of thing.
Auto-tune.
And I'm not sure if it has tunes, but it does actually, create natural vocal harmonies in real time based on guitar input or manual key settings. Also includes a vocal doubling effect. It has a looping effect in it, plus more dramatic processing like hard-tuned electronic voices, distortion, radio voice effect, and other stuff like that.
Wow.
Runs on 6 AA batteries or an included AC adapter.
for about 5 minutes.
But that's the Boss VE8 acoustic singer.
Did it seem to you that's pretty user-friendly or...?
It did. It looked really interesting, actually. Looked like a fun little thing. So if you're actually out gigging a lot, this is something that can help you sort of sound a little bit more than just like someone.
Right, fill out the sound a bit more.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool. It's amazing what
back a band
do.
At your foot.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, this underfoot. One's just for fun. It is customizable guitar player bobbleheads. So it's from a website called dolls2u.com. So dolls, the number two, the letter U.com. And it ranges around $92. And it has all sorts of customizations. So you go in and you can pick the eye color. And so let's say you're modeling after Phil. Say Phil. You'd pick the eye color, the hair length, the hair color, all these things. They'll make it for you and ship it out to you. And they're really cool because it's like a little bobblehead. So if you don't know what to get a musician friend, like how cool would that be receiving a bobblehead of yourself?
I always wanted a bobblehead.
Yeah, with like a little guitar.
Guitars.
Yep, yeah, yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's, I was like, this is too cool.
We got a tweet in from Sharon Rose. A great gift is a smart speaker. If you suddenly want to hear a piece of music, just ask. Makes it possible to weave music through any moment. Yeah, it's like the Amazon.
Alexa or Siri or something.
She's always listening.
Right, so you could say, Alexa, play Song Talk Radio.
Yes.
Of course, now everyone's Alexa is basically trying to play
That's a good idea.
Or Google.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But I've actually had it. It's a lot of fun at parties, and you play jukebox, and everyone's sitting there, and you just start asking it to play like all the songs that you grew up with. Or you know, it's really cool.
That would be very cool.
Yeah, you don't have to get up and like change it.
Alexa, play the songs I grew up with.
Yeah.
Go.
Because obviously you know everything else about me, so.
Yeah.
Why not?
As does the government. Well, let me see. I got a couple more. The one just speaking of gear, there's the Guitar Wing MIDI interface, and it slips onto. No, it slips onto your guitar like the horn. I don't know what to call it. No,
the heel.
Like the part that sticks out that actually doesn't serve a purpose on the guitar. No, not the neck. That serves a purpose, Phil.
Just the other part of the wood.
Do you mean like an electric guitar?
An electric guitar.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so what it is, it's a MIDI trigger. So you can like be running something off your laptop, and you can there's buttons on it. And
oh,
it slips
I see.
Over.
Right.
So cool. As you're playing it, you can just trigger what you might have to. You know,
so it's not converting your guitar playing into MIDI.
No,
it's a separate controller.
You can also connect guitar effects to it as well. So you know, you're saying some people have their tablet with them on stage and they trigger sound effects or drum patterns or whatever. So this you can do just with your guitar, which seemed kind of cool.
Very cool.
And what's that? Yeah,
how much does that run?
That's $175.
Okay.
And I found that on dudeiwantthat.com.
You spent a lot of time on that website.
Well, I did. I found a couple of other really cool things on there, too. If we have time, I'll get to.
Yeah.
I'll just quickly get to Metal Skull Microphones. They're microphones that look like skulls. They're so badass. And they're made by, Von Erickson Laboratories. I don't know if that's a reputable microphone company or not, but they're
skulls.
They're metal skulls with, like, there's, vents in them so that the voice can get through. And they're $375.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. So bumping up the price a little bit here. Well, actually, the same as my last one. I'm a big fan of Focusrite products for the home recording studio. They make audio interfaces, microphones, and whatnot. And they actually have for $300. And if you buy a Long & McQuaid, you get a $10 gift card right now.
Oh, nice!
As part of their holiday gift guide, Focusrite Scarlett Solo Studio Pack. It's basically the one channel audio interface with one mic input. Comes with a large diaphragm microphone and a pair of headphones. So it's kind
perfect.
It's kind of everything you need. To get started on the home recording thing.
Nice. I think something they should get for your musician friends is 1 year Squarespace. for $286.
Squarespace?
Squarespace is a service that allows you to really easily build your own website. And it comes with like a domain. You can choose your domain. And that way, this level allows you to sell things. You can sell product off your website. Now, my company actually builds websites. But, you know, if you want something that's fast and simple, just a few pages, Squarespace is good. It's just like a drag and drop. And it can, and it all looks good. It works well on phones and stuff. And it's a perfect gift for like a musician who might not get this from themselves, because it helps them send people somewhere when they're at
yeah, that's
a show.
Crucial. You got to have your merchandise, and you've got to be able to
send them
do advance warnings when you're on tour.
Yeah, so definitely.
I know a lot of artists that also use that Bandzoogle. Similar. It's a drag and drop thing.
Yeah.
For some reason, I don't know if Bandzoogle, just because of the name, maybe they're more attuned to music sites.
Yeah,
I don't know. But certainly, yeah, Squarespace is incredibly popular as well.
Yeah, and some people might be a little bit reticent to do it on themselves, but if someone buys them a year, it helps them go, okay, well, I'll give this a shot. You know, I'll sort of do it. So,
like a little push.
Yeah.
I came across a great thing, a mini travel guitar amp. Based on the pictures, it's quite small and manageable. You know, you always see people lugging their amps around with them. I don't know how great the quality is, but it's $330. It's 10 watts and 8 hours of battery life. And you can connect it to your cell phone to access a range of tones, effects, and controllers. I thought it was very interesting.
What's the brand?
Sorry, let me just. Sorry.
Onkyo? Candle?
Well, I found it on uncommongoods.com again, and it doesn't. Does it say a brand? Sorry. No, I guess it's just from their brand, but it's. How can I just. Yeah, and you can also hook. Yeah, it has like a little clip, so you hook it into the guitar, and then there's another clip on top of it where you can hook your phone to plug into the amp as well. So you have it all in one spot, and it's like maybe the size, probably not the weight, but like the size of a brick maybe. You know,
nice.
That kind of like it's quite compact for, and it might not be amazing, but if you just need it for a quick jam or whatever.
How are the reviews? Do you say it sounds good? Or?
Zero reviews yet. But it measures, 7 inches by 2.5 inches by 3 inches, and it's 1.4 pounds. So if you don't want to lug, or if you're traveling,
you can throw that in your backpack.
Yeah, it's a lot better. And if the quality is good, then I would say $330 is a pretty decent price for, you know, saving your back from the lugging.
Yes, that's true.
Well, my last one would be perfect, especially like if you've got a decent size rehearsal space. It's the size of a decent Marshall amp with the head on top, and it looks like a Marshall stack with a head on top, except it's a fridge.
Right on.
Gotta love that.
Marshall amp refrigerator, and that's about $520 on Dude I Want That, my new favorite site.
Okay. Something I invested in a while ago, because I'm a keyboard player, the Akai Advance system. The cool thing about the Akai Advance system is it comes with this software called VIP, which basically catalogs all your patches that you have in your software.
Oh, neat.
And it also comes with a whole bunch of software plugin synthesizers as well. Comes with Vacuum Pro, Loom, Hybrid 3, Expand 2, Velvet Transfuser, Creative FX Collection by Air Music, 88 Ensemble, which is like pianos and orchestral stuff by Sonovox. So basically you're getting like $1,000 worth of software plus a keyboard. And the 25-key version is like $250-ish.
Wow.
49-key is about $400, and the 61-key is a whopping $700. But again, you're getting like $1,000 worth of software, and the software is pretty good.
That's really cool.
And the other thing about the Akai keyboards is that I really like them because, like, I tried some of the other brands that were mushy. I tried some of the other brands that were too, like, hard, much like a piano. This one was a nice middle Goldilocks zone, and it feels really good for playing piano or for playing synthesizers or organs or anything like that. It's pretty cool.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
The one I would actually, along the line of Vanessa's, is the Yamaha THR Series Practice Amp. They have different sizes, different sizes, one like 5 watts, 10 watts. Starts at about $229. People have been raving about them. They actually have Bluetooth connection between your guitar and the amplifier, as well as your phone, so you can actually play with backing tracks from your phone right into the amp.
And all cord free. Oh,
yeah,
I like
it's
that.
Really cool. The Yamaha THR Series Practice Amp, and of course Dave Miner. Was telling me about that.
A friend of the, of course,
who's now down in the
America,
in America, Los Angeles.
Is he offering any Song Talk discounts?
He doesn't seem to be. No, but we'll get on to him because I think I hear the band. You know what that means? That's all the time we have tonight on.
We'll make
Song
a list
Talk
of everything.
Time to go get
you want to check back.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed our holiday gift guide. We got some ideas for a
and
gift or two.
And if you want to spoil us,
you can give
go right ahead.
Send us all those things.
Yes, a gift or two you can give the songwriter, musician of your life, or perhaps you, after all, you know what you want. Send us your impressions via Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram at Song Talk Radio. Send us an email at feedback@songtalk.ca. Also, be sure to check out our YouTube channel for live performances, videos, and full episodes. Please stop by the site at songtalk.ca. Subscribe today to the wrong... subscribe today
wrong talk
to podcast. The Song Talk Radio podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher.com, Spotify, Podcast Addict, or anywhere fine podcasts are carried. And don't forget to sign up for the free newsletter at the website as well. You can find the links to all the products, books, and web services we mentioned here on the show on the resources page, but also
lots
on the show notes. Well, they'll be on there. And if you're in the Toronto area, please join us for the next Song Talk meetup on Thursday, December 12th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Transat Club. Free to join on meetup.com and free to attend. Stop by songtalk.ca for all the links. Special thanks to Rita on social media.
Thank you, Rita. Stuff.
Mr. Don Thompson on the tech board thingamahoozits.
Thank you.
And a big thank you to Vanessa Vreeland.
Thank you, Vanessa,
for doing everything behind
doing
the scenes and being on the show. It's always a great show when you're on. And most of all, we'd like to thank you, the home listener. You can follow Neil at
neilmodi.com.
And Mr. Michael.
At Proudfoot420.
Is that on
Instagram?
Instagram,
yeah. It's just pretty pictures.
Yeah.
What more could you want on Instagram? Sunny_Vanessa. There's a couple S's in there.
Just as many S's as you can cram into there. Mm-hmm. And Rita.
Miss Rita 256.
Yes. Miss Rita 256.
Don. Bucktuba. BUCTOOBAH.
All right. And you can follow me at the Phil Emery on Twitter. And stop by the Song Talk website at songtalk.ca to browse past shows and find out how you can be a guest. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week, everyone. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Happy shopping.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.